This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a bill that will change the primary election dates for both federal and state elections. Beginning in 2020, California will hold its presidential primary on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in March. The change will also force state races to hold primaries in March instead of June as they are scheduled now. Neither the Democrats or Republicans have established the rules for the 2020 primary contest, and the change was made to give the state a greater say in the primary election. Governor Brown also signed into law a bill introduced by State Senator John Morlock from Orange County that expands on a requirement that tax notices be published in local newspapers to include online postings as well. Senate Bill 653 now requires county treasurers to post tax notices online either through the county's specific website or through links to local media. They include notices for real property taxes, school and special district taxes, and business licenses. Yurok Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke was joined by tribal commissioners in Washington, D.C. yesterday for the introduction of the Yurok Lands Act by Congressman Jared Huffman. The bill would transfer some 1,200 acres of federal forest land to the tribe along the Blue Creek watershed, lands that are considered both culturally and religiously significant to the tribe. A second community meeting to discuss the current state and the future of the fishing industry on the North Coast is scheduled for tomorrow night in Shelter Cove. Local fishery-related businesses and consultants, along with staff from Humboldt State, are working to craft a fishing sustainability plan for the region. The meeting will be held at the Shelter Cove Community Center from 6 to 8 p.m. The Fortuna Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating the driver of a white late-model Toyota Camry wanted in connection with a hit-and-run incident at Newburg Road and Fortuna Boulevard yesterday at around 4 o'clock. The driver of the Toyota struck a bike rider in front of a gas station and then fled the scene with damage to the front end. The bike rider escaped serious injury. The driver remains at large. The National Weather Service reports that for the fifth time this month, the city of Eureka set a daily heat record as warm weather settled over the coast. The mercury reached 79 degrees yesterday afternoon, breaking a record set in 1970. September has seen a string of record-setting warm days, including the second, when the temperature reached the all-time high of 87 degrees. Cooler temperatures are in the forecast for the weekend. The Eureka Police Department has issued a missing persons report for a Nevada man who was visiting Eureka. 66-year-old Gary Wilson hasn't been seen since he left the Travel Lodge on 4th Street Tuesday evening at about 6:15 to go for a walk. He's a white male adult, 6'6", bald with a white beard. He was carrying a camo backpack and wearing jeans and a Harley-Davidson t-shirt. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.